Thank you, preacher.
It's my privilege to stand before its congregation this morning, and I'm honored and humbled as well to be here. I'm thankful for the grace of God that has made this possible. And I appreciate the Lord for it, and I give Him the glory. I want to read scripture this morning found in the book of Esther, chapter number 6. Esther chapter 6. As we think about God's people and where they are and what they face, it seems to me like that the people of God face many things today that I didn't particularly recognize years ago. And many are discouraged and tired in the way. But I'm thankful, friend, that God has a plan and purpose. And if men will wait upon the Lord, He'll help them, and His plan will be done. In chapter 6 and verse 1, on that night, and I think this is important now, on that night could not the king sleep. He commanded to bring the book of the record of the Chronicles, and they were read before the king. It was found written that Mordecai had told Antirius, two of the king's chamberlains who kept the door, who sought to lay hand on the king Ahasuerus. And the king said, "What honor and dignity hath been done to Mordecai for this?" And then said the king's servants that ministered unto him, "There is nothing done for him." Now, as we look here in this book of Esther this morning, understand that God by name is not mentioned yet. I believe that we can recognize God's omnipotence and God's omniscience upon every page and in every chapter. And I think that's important that we understand that. And I believe that this book that we have set before us this morning declares truly that God is a God of providence. And we need to remember that it's God's children. Many times I feel like that we're trying to force God or cause God to do, friend, what we want God to do instead of yielding to what God wants to do with our lives. When you think about providence this morning or the act of providing or preparing for future use, that's what God is doing even today. As a matter of fact, friend, that's why we're here today. It gives the ideal, friend, of how that God will superintend over that, friend, which He has created. I believe this morning, God only has one plan. God does not have a plan B. God doesn't have to go to plan B. He's got enough to work His plan. I believe it's right today. I believe, friend, before this world ever was, God Almighty had a plan. And, friend, according to God's Word, He's working that which pleases Him. I'm thankful, friend, that God's a God of purpose. And, friend, God is doing something in our lives. It's not really important that I see that, but it is important that I see Him. And if I can look to Him, friend, God can help me in the purpose which God has for us. Now, I believe this. I believe that God does exactly what God wants. Amen. I believe God does what He wants when He wants. I believe God does praise God when He wants, how He wants, to whom He wants. I believe it's right, friend. And I believe that God does not have to ask man's permission. God doesn't have to come and ask me when I think about it. But God's going to do right. Praise God. I believe this, friend, with all my heart. I believe God is in time, on time, every time. Praise God. He's never been early. He's never been late. And God is working that which pleases Him today. So I see it in the Scripture now. See, the problem is, friend, I cannot see down the road. But God's already seen down the road. And, friend, He's doing something in my life today. Friend, that may affect someone else's life tomorrow. And, friend, I need to understand that. Many times God's people are sometimes, friend, having to wait upon the Lord, grow very impatient. complacent. I'm going to tell you what, friend, if you're where God wants you to be, I say dig in and stay with God and just go with Him, realizing, friend, that God's doing something in our lives. Now, as I look here in these scriptures, I see the king. The Bible tells us here on that night what had happened is, friend, that Esther had went before the king Ahasuerus, and friend, she was not called to go, but praise God, by faith, thank God, she went before the king. When he saw her, his heart was moved toward her. It'd been 30 days, friend, since she had been called. I don't know why, friend, outside the fact I believe God had ordained it so. I wonder if she wondered, Brother Joel, why hasn't he called me these 30 days? I'm going to tell you why, friend. God didn't want her called. Amen. God had a higher purpose in mind. But when she came, and thank God he saw her, I believe, friend, he said something like this, my soul, my soul. And when he held out that golden scepter to her, and praise God, invited her to come and make request unto him. I'm glad for that, friend. I tell you, friend, it speaks to my heart about my king this morning, who sits upon the throne. Thank God, who allows me to approach him, and thank God, cares about my feelings and where I'm at. But she began to speak to the king, and so, friend, as she began her petition, he said, whatever you want, up to half of the kingdom. But friend, all she said was, I've already got a banquet prepared. It's already done. And I want you to come. And I want you to bring Haman with you. I tell you, he could not refuse that, Brother Joel. He could not do that. So they dined. Now the king was an intelligent man. He knew it was more than just a meal. But friend, this was her way of approaching him in humility, praise God, and honor. And so, friend, when this was done, hey, friend, things were looking pretty good as far as Haman was concerned. But, friend, there was a high purpose in mind. Hey, friend, listen, the Jews were facing extermination. And, friend, the law, hey, friend, had already been passed, and Haman was going to pay the price. But I'm going to tell you what, child of God, it makes no difference how things look. God's still in control, and God knows what He's doing today. And God has a plan and purpose for our life. It's not dictated by the events and circumstances of this life. But God is still able, friend, to do the exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. I appreciate the Lord for that. And so as we look here in the Scripture, hey, friend, that night, praise God, that night, before they'll dine the next day, the king cannot sleep. He's restless that night. I mean, you would have thought he'd have slept good. Praise God, the queen had been there, arrayed in all her beauty and majesty. He'd enjoyed a fine meal. You'd have thought he'd have slept like a baby, but not so, friend, because God Almighty had troubled that man in the night. It's not the first time a king hadn't slept all night. Amen. And so as he's there, they're trying to comfort the king. He called now for someone, friend, hey, to bring the book of the records. It's amazing of all the things that took place. He got to the right place at the right time. And so they read about how that Mordecai, praise God, had stepped up to the plate and, friend, prevented harm and death from coming to the king. Now, friend, as the king heard this, I'm sure the wheels began to turn. He remembered very well that day. And he said, let me ask you something. What did we do for this man? How did we honor him? What dignity was placed upon this man? Brother Joe, I don't know why outside God wanted it this way. I believe it's right, friend. Sometimes we're working for God and we're trying to labor for the Lord and we're giving all we've got for His glory. And when it seems like, hey, friend, no matter what we do, we've been forgotten about and we don't understand why. It seemed like others have not been forgotten, but we have been forgotten. But let me tell you about one that's not forgot, who's got the record, friend, and that is the Lord. And so here we are. And so they said, what's been done for this man? And they said nothing. Now think about this. I'm sure that surprised the king. You mean we've done nothing? Hey man, this man saved my life. This man has preserved my life, and we have done nothing. Boy, I appreciate God, don't you? What's happening here is, friend, that before there's ever a problem, God's already got the solution. You understand that? We need to believe that and understand today that before our problems arise, God's already prepared the solution. He knows what He's doing, friend. And at the right time, God will bring it to pass. Amen. Boy, I appreciate the Lord for that. I mean, I appreciate God for that. And so, friend, the king, he said, now we need to do something about this. And who is it? Who is it now? Who's around here that can help advise me? And someone looked out and said, well, Haman's in the court. He said, well, just call him on in here. And I'm going to tell you what, he was full of himself. But I'm going to tell you what, friend, a man that's full of pride is going to be brought low. But the Bible tells me, if we'll humble ourselves in God's sight, in due time, He shall exalt us. Then so, friend, Haman comes in. We're familiar with the story. What do you think we ought to do? I tell you, friend, he wanted the royal apparel. He wanted to ride on the king's horse. He wanted the crown royal upon his head. And so he said those things. And he said, I tell you what, let someone go before and cry and say, this is the man whom the king delights. He said, that's a wonderful ideal. I praise God, get to it. You go put these things on Mordecai. I get him on the horse, praise God, and walk before and say, this is the man, this is the man. I'm going to tell you what, if we'll wait on God, we might be surprised what God's going to do. Amen. Oh, I appreciate the Lord. I appreciate the Lord today. Oh, yes, I appreciate God. Amen. I got to thinking about this, you know, everything that's taking place. And sometimes I'm trying to help God alone. And sometimes I'm trying to instruct God. But I have to remember, friend, He knows everything. And friend, I really know nothing. God doesn't need my help. He was doing right well before I came. He'll be doing good when I'm gone. Amen. I'm just glad to be part of this today. And that God's given me a small part in trying to serve Him. But I got to thinking about this. You know what happens sometimes? It seems like when you're serving God and just really putting it out there, and you've been trying to be faithful, others maybe have quit or fallen by the way, and here you are just trying to stay and serve. Sometimes you get discouraged, and it seems like, friend, you've just given all you've got, and yet folk have overlooked, sometimes taken for granted. And it seems like, friend, that everything that you've been doing, that everybody else is going before, while you're having to stay behind. Oh, yes. And I got to thinking about this when I was preaching the other day. But sometimes, Brother Hyde, I don't cook. All right, I just don't cook. But my wife cooks good. But I've watched her on that stove. And she'll get there, brother. And she'll get the pots on that stove. And those pots on that front, those front burners, she'll be working there. I mean, working and working and working. But sometimes when it gets to a certain point, even though she's using it, Brother Jerry, she'll put that pot on the back burner. Amen. And I'm going to tell you what, when it gets on the back burner, she'll cut the temperature down. There it is, just simmering. It's just warming back there. And a lot of times it's overlooked and sometimes even forgotten. But those pots on the front, while they've got much attention, they're being stirred up. Amen. Here I sit sometimes on the back burner. I'm watching this man get stirred. This church get stirred. I'm saying, Lord, what about me? I'm going to tell you what, friend, sometimes in our Christian life, we're going to have to spend some time on the back burner. Amen. That does not mean God has forgotten us. It does not mean God doesn't care. But friend, God has a plan. God has a time. The Bible said everything, there's a time and a purpose, praise God. I believe it's right. I will tell you what's happening here in this scripture, friend. God's purpose in Mordecai's life is fixing to come to pass. Hey,
that man to God. I tell you, when he was taking care of Esther and bringing her up and doing the best he could, he didn't know, friend, she'd be the queen one day. Yet the queen seemingly has been forgotten, and Mordecai's deeds have been forgotten. Hey, but friend, God has the record. And at the right time, I tell you what God did. God reached from the back burner and, praise God, put it on the front burner. Amen. And begin to stir it one more time. I tell you, I appreciate God for that. I'm glad, friend, when God pulls a pot to the front of the stove. Amen. I'm just trying to tell you this morning, if you'll stay with God. Hey, friend, don't go discouraged. We can all tell our stories. We've all faced disappointments. And sometimes there we are, and we're sitting on the back, and it seems like, friend, not much is going on. All the attention is somewhere else. And we wonder, friend, really, is it worth it? Oh, yes, it's worth it, friend. Oh, it's worth it. Praise God. As a matter of fact, sometimes some of those things on the back burner, thank God, are very important. But they had to be prepared first. Thank God that they could be used with what's being prepared now. You understand what I'm saying? Could it be, friend, that God's doing things in our lives? And friend, then he's pulled us to the back. And there we sit simmering and wondering, Lord, wait a minute. What about when I was preaching all the time? Oh, my phone was ringing off the hook. Oh, and it seemed like all my prayers was being answered. Here I sit on the back now, Lord. What's taking place? Oh, it could be, friend, that God's just working on somebody else. Another situation. And at the right time, he's going to reach over there. And praise God, pull it forward. Thank God, begin to blend it in. Thank God, begin to stir it up. That's what I'm saying this morning. I'm glad, friend, for the days when God pulls the pots to the front. Thank God. I'm going to tell you what, friend, only the Lord can do that. See, we use that phrase, you know, just putting it on the back burner. Hey, friend, that doesn't mean it's going to be put there to stay there. That means it's put there just temporarily. Just temporarily. Hey, friend, with in mind, reaching back there after a while and pulling it back to the front. I believe we ought to try to stay with God. Hey, don't fall out, by the way. Hey, brother, listen, regardless of how things look and how things are, we have been called into the kingdom for such a time as this. I tell you what, friend, I want to take my spot that God's given me and serve the Lord. Praise God with gladness. And brother Jerry, if I got to spend some time on the back burner, I'd like to do it for the glory of God. And if God sees fit to pull me back to the front, thank God, that's all right too. But this I do know. Every once in a while on the back burner, thank God, she'll reach over there and stir that up too. Praise God. I'm just saying, that's the God we serve. I'm glad God's in control. I'm glad God knows what he's doing. And if we'll stay with God, if we'll stay with him now, if we'll stay with him, God Almighty, amen, is going to get a hold of us and pull us back to the front. Amen. And do something wonderful. Not for our glory, but for his. And I'm glad that God can pull the pots to the front burners. Thank you, brother.